Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go on call. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word.
Things that was Kevin Levlar. Wow, what a song. You come too far by faith. Things I want to encourage you today to hold on. Glory be to God. What a powerful message in that song. Well, happy new year. It's 2015, and I know it's been a good one. We're getting off to a good start here at Inspirational Ministries. We've closed out the last year fasting and praying the last 3 days of the new old year to finish strong. And then the new fast started January the 15th through today, January the 9th. Now, some are doing 10-day fast and 21-day fast, 40-day fast. That's between you and God. The main thing is that you do something because it's an indication of your reverence towards Him in offering up your first fruits, giving God the first of the crop, of the batch, the cream off the top. And so that's what the fast does. It helps to establish the rest of the year in your favor. And also I want to say, have a purpose for your fast. You know, sit down, communicate with God about what type of fast that He would have you to partake in. There are so many different types of fasts because we have different people living in different types of lives, and some are on medications and whatnot, and you can't do without food. But there are other ways you can fast. Maybe you'll do an electronic fast, a media fast, and whoa, let me tell you, is that a culture shock and a shock to your system? And you will be surprised how much your flesh will cry out to be online or to be reading the newspaper or magazine. But you give that time that you would spend doing that with God for so many days or whatnot. But acknowledge Him and give Him something so that the rest of the year can be blessed. And, you know, don't feel like, well, the year has already started and blah, 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 it's too late. No, it's not. That's why I'm on this topic right now, because the first 5, 10, 20, 30 days of the year are very, very, very important. And so you still have time to get before the Lord and get with Him about what type of fast to go on. And I tell you, He'll speak to you. I've been in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards, and I think towards you, saith the Lord. And so you want to know those plans of an expected end, plans of good and not of evil. Glory be to God. And so we're going to be studying out of Isaiah chapter 58, because that's the fast that's chosen by God. Now, there's also a fast in Zechariah chapter 7, which is another fast that you can do where you are not required to fast like Daniel in the book of Daniel, the 21-day fast or the 3-day fast or the 10-day fast that you read about there. So Zechariah's fast on chapter 7 of Zechariah will allow you to fast through your works and efforts, in other words, walking your love walk. Is the spearheader, is the topic, the focus of that fast. And so that's a little bit easier. You might want to do that maybe with the media fast. However, I did tell you that this would be a sweet and prosperous year during the Yom Kippur season there back here in October. A lot of us Christians have been observing the feast seasons, and we've been bringing in our new year according to the Jewish calendar, and that's what I did. And I started out in October confessing and believing that my year would be a sweet and prosperous year, and I continued to claim that. And then I heard in the American New Year, Bishop D.D. Jakes, and he declared that this would be the year of the normal. And I was in total agreement with that, because I said, God, you know what? I am not going to get caught up in the hype this year. And when he came on and he spoke of that, this year, 2015, being the year of the new normal, that registered and witnessed with my spirit so strongly. And so I said, Lord, my new year will not only be a sweet, prosperous year, but my new normal. 2015 is going to be my new normal of experiencing a sweet and prosperous year. So let's get into reading Isaiah 58. I went through all that because I just want to help you to see the importance of fasting with a purpose, not just spraying wild bullets, because when you fast with a purpose, it will help you to remain focused and stay on course and hit the target. All right, so here we go. It reads in Isaiah 58, chapter 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loosen the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house. When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. And then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your house shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. So he's going to have your back. It's a lot going on when you fast according to God's instructions. And when it's designed and set up by him, when he's orchestrating it, when he's leading it, and when he has summoned you to come and join him in a fast. These are the things you can expect, that there would be breakthrough in your life as the morning, and your health will come forth speedily. And I believe so. Whenever God is in something, it's going to be quick and fruitful, and your righteousness will go before you. So he will go ahead of you and prepare the place. You won't have to do it. And then while you're in it, he's got your back. He's going to reward you even when your back is turned. And in verse 9, then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. Now here's that word again. That word, if, that's the big word. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. So now it looks like there's this conditional. There's something now that he is wanting from the believer. And that pointing of the finger and that yoke, which could indicate and signify many things. We all know that a yoke is burdensome. When I think of pointing of the finger, I think of judging others or being critical or that type of thing. And speaking vanity, you know, just saying things that are unfruitful, things that aren't amounting to anything, talking loud and saying nothing, you know, going nowhere fast, that type of thing. God is big on words. He doesn't waste words. And so he is saying, if you put these things away from the midst of you, then you can experience the things that we looked at in verse 8. But notice also a prerequisite in verse 7. He said that during this time of fasting, he said that you deal your bread to the hungry. So then that you do something for the homeless or those less fortunate in some sort of way, you know, bring the poor that are cast out to your house. Now, in this day and time, you may not be able to do that. It's not safe. So we don't throw away common sense. But there are other ways. Maybe you could help with the charity, then maybe reaching out to homeless people to provide shelter during these cold days, pay for someone to have a room in a comfortable hotel for a few nights, you know, something like that is a way that you can help, and that you can cover the naked. We know we can give clothes that are useful to people who are in need. Nothing raggedy or torn, nothing that you don't want. Give away something that's meaningful, and that you hide yourself not from your own flesh. That's your family or your relatives, you know. You want to make yourself available. And in verse 10, he said, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry, now this is back down here in verse 10, we're seeing what you will get, and we're seeing the conditions in verse 9, and now he's back on the if again in verse 10. If you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. So you will be able to see. According to Ephesians 3:16, God enlightened you on the inner man by the Holy Spirit on the inner man. So your eyes will come open. You will be able to see things and have answers and solutions to problems or concerns that have been there the whole time, but you couldn't see it because of obscurity. And obscurity is darkness, you know, that comes sometimes, not always, but sometimes from sin, and or sometimes from confusion or other circumstances. But whatever it is, it's dark, and you want to be able to see. You want light. And so he's saying here that if you would do these things, that you will be able to see your way. And that's what I like about that song that we opened up with. He said, this is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to get entangled, to lose your way, he said in the song. There's no time for that. Not now. Not the way the world is. You don't want to get caught off guard. It's not worth it. Your destiny is just not worth it. So you want to be able to see by all means. And so fasting and praying will help you to be able to see it, help you to not lose your way. And in verse 11, he said, and the Lord shall guide you continually. Boy, this is my scripture right here. And satisfy your soul in drought and make fat your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not. Boy, I love this right here. Glory to God. He will guide and lead you continually. There is nothing like not knowing people, and I want to be in them. No, even if it takes a little longer, I wait on God with fasting and praying and seeking Him face, that I might know to be in order to do the right thing. He said down here in the second clause, he said, and you'll be fruitful. You'll be like a water garden. That's what a water garden, a garden brings forth fruits and vegetables, good stuff. And it won't fail. Your water won't fail, he says here in verse 11, the last clause. And in verse 12, he said, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste place, and you shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath day a delight, and the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own way, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Wow, people, this is what we went through during the Yom Kippur's season, the Rosh Hashanah season, when we went into our fasting and praying for that time. It was to repent and to set aside time to do this right here, verse 13, to honor him. This is all he is wanting, is to be honored and to be remembered and to be revered, that we set aside pleasure and remember him. That's important to him. And I understand, God. I want to be remembered. I wouldn't want to be forgotten. I love it when birthdays remembered and anniversaries are remembered or special days are remembered. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel special. Well, God is no different. He is the same way. Well, I hope you got something out of this program today on Blog Talk. Please share this lesson with a neighbor and with a friend. Just click on the link. Or you can go to my website, www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Scroll to the bottom, click the Blog Talk tab. It will open up, and then you can get the link, listen again on demand. Don't forget, I do radio local, and you can subscribe to the podcast and listen to everything on demand that comes forth from Michigan every Tuesday. So you'll see the podcast RSS. Click on that, grab that, and then you can listen on demand as the programs are produced here locally each Tuesday. Also, while you're on the website, scroll to the bottom of the page, click the Facebook tab. Like the page, and then whenever there are announcements made, you won't be left out. You'll see it automatically on the feed. So click the Facebook tab on my website, www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click that Facebook tab at the bottom of the page and make sure you like the page, and you will never be left out whenever there are announcements made. I love you. Have a happy new year. I pray that this will be your new normal, will be a sweet and prosperous year. And so we're going to close out with some more of that song by Kevin, and I'll see you on next week.
Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised.